What if the person who feels most like home is the one person you can't have? For Lucy, Prince Edward Island isn't just a vacation spot. It's where her heart truly belongs, with its red sandstone cliffs, emerald fields, and ocean views that speak to her soul. But PEI is also home to Felix, her best friend Bridget's brother, with whom she shared one perfect night 5 years ago. That night ended with three rules: don't tell Bridget, don't sleep together again, and most importantly, Lucy isn't allowed to fall in love with him. Rules that prove impossible to follow as their connection deepens with each summer visit, creating a complicated dance of desire, friendship, and the fear of losing what matters most. Lucy's fateful encounter with Felix at Shack Malpec begins when she arrives alone after Bridget missed their flight. She meets a handsome oyster shucker with striking blue eyes and a slight island accent, their chemistry immediately electric. After a passionate night at his Ocean View Cedar House, Lucy casually mentions Bridget's address where she's staying. Felix goes pale. The horrifying realization hits. Felix is Bridget's brother, and Lucy has broken her friend's third rule: don't fall in love with my brother. Their connection transcends physical attraction. It's about truly seeing each other. While Lucy's parents focus on her brother's hockey career and her ex found her drab, Felix appreciates her creativity and passion. He notices what others miss, bringing her favorite wine, remembering her tendency toward car sickness, and supporting her dream of owning a flower farm when others dismiss it. With him, she feels both seen and understood for perhaps the first time. Lucy's friendship with Bridget represents her first true sense of belonging. Unlike her university years, where she never found her people, Bridget became that special connection she'd longed for after meeting at a work party. Their bond is sisterly. They share everything from career advice to romantic troubles. Almost everything. For 5 years, Lucy carries the burden of her secret relationship with Felix, fearing the truth would damage her friendship. This secrecy creates distance between them, as Lucy can't share significant parts of her life. The question makes me realize how much I've hidden from her: the flower farm dream, Felix, my doubts about Carter, creating a wedge between us, Lucy reflects. The irony? Bridget has known about Lucy and Felix all along, having overheard them during Thanksgiving. When Lucy finally confesses, Bridget reveals the entire Clark family has been shipping them for years. This shows how our fears of rejection often prove unfounded when we finally summon the courage to be honest. Summer Wind, the Clark family home on Prince Edward Island, represents everything Lucy's childhood home lacked. While her parents' house was formal and pristine, Summer Wind is wholly loved despite never being polished or tidy. The cedar-shingled house with its yellow door, white furniture, braided rugs, and views of the emerald lawn stretching to the dunes embodies warmth and belonging. Lucy's connection to the island deepens with each visit. The landscape becomes a character. The red cliffs of Thunder Cove Beach, the royal blue Gulf waters, the Point Prim lighthouse that becomes her favorite spot. These places offer Lucy a peace absent in Toronto, where her flower shop in bloom consumes her life. The contrast between Lucy's worlds grows stark. In Toronto, she's overworked, anxious, and lonely. On the island, she reconnects with creating and imagines having her own cutting garden. For the first time in ages, she feels truly alive. Her arrangements, perhaps her most beautiful work yet. This realization leads to Lucy purchasing land near Point Prim Lighthouse, choosing to build a life on the island she loves more than anywhere else. Lucy struggles with decisive action, remaining trapped in unfulfilling situations like her lukewarm relationship with Carter. At work, she micromanages despite having capable staff, while burying her feelings for Felix beneath practical excuses and fear. These patterns stem from her childhood, where her parents actively discouraged independence. The discovery that they convinced her a driver's license was unnecessary becomes a powerful symbol of their control. Her mother continues this pattern by using the childish nickname Goose into Lucy's 30s and subtly undermining her professional choices. Felix represents Lucy's opposite in decision-making. Despite lacking formal education, his determination built salt cottages from nothing. His participation in oyster shucking championships showcases his risk-taking nature. Most importantly, his emotional transparency, whether expressing disappointment, joy, or romantic interest, contrasts sharply with Lucy's careful self-containment. Lucy's transformation unfolds through increasingly bold choices, refusing to sell her shop during difficult times, confronting her parents about their infantilizing behavior, and finally prioritizing her own dreams over others' expectations. This story explores how vulnerability, though frightening, is essential for genuine connection. Both Lucy and Felix struggle with opening themselves fully to love after past disappointments. Felix's engagement ended when his fiancée broke up with him shortly after a public proposal. Lucy has spent her life trying to prove her worth to dismissive parents, employers who undervalued her creativity, and boyfriends who found her passion excessive. Their journey requires both to risk rejection in increasingly vulnerable ways. When Felix admits, "I want you for more than one night," during their rain-soaked confrontation, he's exposing himself despite their complicated history. When Lucy later confesses he's in all her dreams, she's risking her heart completely, something she hasn't done since college. The story shows how vulnerability creates growth opportunities. Felix sharing his poetry with Lucy leads to a deeper creative partnership. Lucy's admission of imposter syndrome allows colleagues to share similar feelings, creating a supportive work environment. By the end, they've built a life embodying this openness, hosting weekly dinner parties, sharing creative projects, and building a future based on honest communication rather than restrictions. This summer will be different. Begins as Lucy's determination to avoid past mistakes on Prince Edward Island, but evolves to represent transformation across multiple lives. For Lucy, different means acknowledging her feelings for Felix, addressing her work-life imbalance, and pursuing her flower farm dream. For Bridget, it means moving to Australia and starting a family. For Felix, it means opening himself to love after heartbreak. Garden imagery reinforces this renewal theme. Lucy's passion for flowers serves as a metaphor for her growth. The seed packets she exchanges with Felix symbolize possibilities between them. Her flower farm combines professional skills with personal desires into something new. By the end, Lucy and Felix create their new beginning at Primfield House. Their housewarming party represents both their physical and emotional home. When Bridget toasts, "It's about time," we understand this different summer has transformed Lucy's life. She's finally found where she belongs. Sometimes, the bravest act is admitting what we truly want and building our lives around it, even when breaking self-imposed rules. The greatest risk isn't pursuing dreams, but never giving them the chance to bloom.